And despite sitting amongst approximately 700 cushions last night, my girlfriend Riley said she wants to buy more cushions. What is it with women and cushions?
Cushions are beautiful.
I just don't get it. I don't get it.
Well, I don't know about that, but we've got it much harder. Like, I have to remember everything for the whole family except Sabine, all the boys in the family, and you as well. Never know where you've put stuff. Where's this? Lou, where's that? Hun, where's this? Oh, my gosh. Drives you crazy. It's a big responsibility.
We're asking the question on 13, 27, 10. Well, I'm asking the question. Blokes, what don't you get about women?
And women, what don't you get about blokes?
Lockie has given us a call, which is good news, Lou. Lockie, what don't you get about the fairer sex?
Matt, I'd like to second your thought on women and cushions.
And cushions, yes. What is it with women and cushions, Lockie?
I've got no idea, but my mother, every one of her beds, every one of her couches...
Everyone.
...built with cushions.
You know what it is, Lou?
It's so simple. The cushion thing is not rocket science, people. The cushion thing is about comfort. You look at it, something that's covered in beautiful, fluffy cushions looks inviting and comfortable. And you want your couch and your bed to look inviting and comfortable. Beautiful.
The problem is, when there's so many cushions on the bed, you've got to throw them all off so that you
exactly.
can go to bed.
That's all part of the ritual of preparing for sleep.
You know what it is? It's like every surface that's uncovered, you need to put a pillow or a cushion on it. It's like some weird...
But you can move them. They're not immovable objects. I've seen people lie on beds, blokes, I won't name any names, Michael, who don't even bother to put the cushions off the bed, will just lie amongst the cushions.
Because there's too many of them. It's a losing battle.
You take the cushions off, you lie
down. I'm with
you,
Lockie. Thanks for your call, mate. It's weird.
Shannon from Lavie, what don't you get about blokes?
I had to pick one thing. Communicators. Like, what's with you guys? You don't know how to organise anything to save yourself. You don't have diaries. You don't use calendars.
No.
I can't believe it. Men are terrible at organising and communicating, both.
Yeah,
organising and
you're not getting any resistance from me. Very true.
I just welcome to Office Works. Go and check out the stationery section.
I don't use a calendar, to be honest.
Do
it might
you
shock
not
you.
Use a calendar?
Nah.
That's surprising.
Well, why do you need to use a calendar?
Lou, are we supposed to be somewhere? Lou, were we meant to be doing something tomorrow? I don't know, Matt. Have a look in your diary.
I'll tell you
check
where my
out your calendar.
I'll tell you where my diary is, Shannon and Lou. It's up here in the noggin.
Yeah, well, therein lies your problem.
Because it flows on from there. You don't go to the doctors regularly to get checkups. You don't put that in your diary because you'd forget because you don't have a diary.
Yeah.
It goes on and on and on.
Shannon's got a few issues here, Lou, with the opposite sex.
What's your partner's name, Shannon?
I don't have one.
All right, let's get rid of Shannon as soon as possible now.
Thanks, Shannon.
This is going to get ugly.